Part of the Fun Friday routine, because I don't know what's really going on right here, but it's okay. It's okay, because you know what? Thank you for listening to Fun Friday. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. You are listening to Let's Talk, and this is Fun Friday, and it's the start of the weekend. That's right. I said it. It's the start of the weekend. So, with it being Fun Friday, you know, the question is, what are we going to do on Fun Friday? Are we going to tell some jokes? We're going to laugh a little bit, and we just going to do our thing. For you thugs that we gonna do, get our swag on. You know, and for you ladies and gentlemen, we gonna get our on. And for you tree smokers out there, hey, we gonna go to the mothership tonight, all right? Man, that's what I'm talking about. It's all about Fun Friday, y'all. It's all about Fun Friday. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Now, if you got something you wanna include on Fun Friday, I ain't got no problem with that. Just call me at 347-838-8622. Hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or just go to hit me in the chat room. Hey, I'll be there too. I'm all over the place tonight. So, hey, you're just going to have to catch up and get on the train and go. Ain't that what the old boy told Maurice Jones-Drew? Hey, the train getting ready to pull out the station. Are you ready? I know somebody better be ready because I'm ready. I am ready to do this thing this evening. Hey, but you know what? It's all good in the neighborhood. Now, look here. I got a call already. Why I got a call already? Huh? I ain't even started yet. I ain't started talking about no weaves and all that. And I got a call already. Ooh, look out now. Look out. Let's see who we got on the line. Well, good evening. Welcome to Fun Friday. This is Eric. What's on your mind?
You've got a call already because I want to bring the controversy just like I did yesterday. That's why you got a call on the line, Eric.
Oh, ain't no controversy tonight, Joe.
No?
It's all about fun tonight.
Well, that's fun.
Fun. So, tonight is Fun Friday, and when Fun Friday is, anything goes. Anything goes.
Well, then bring the women.
Oh, see, there you go now. There you go.
Well, I thought Rich would be here by now, because
he don't get on the Fun Friday.
Oh no?
No, he don't come in on the Fun Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, this not one of the most serious conversation nights. This is one of those nights where I just kind of talk about people and things in the news. You know, like that guy that went into the police station and sold the weed out the police station. Talking about the weed was talking to him. What kind of mess is that? Huh? You selling marijuana out of the police station.
Now, see, that is real. Now, that's a guy that's crazy. Because one thing I was thinking about before, remember all these shootings like the Batman massacre and the other one, and about two or three in the last couple of months?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I said to myself, you know what, these guys, they may be portrayed as being crazy, but if they were really crazy, they would have gone into a police station, you know, to try to kill people, you know. But they didn't, right? They went into places where, you know, they knew that people wouldn't be armed. This guy, I don't know about this guy with the weed, but if he's at a police station acting like a jerk off, then you know he's crazy.
Well, no. I mean, here's the situation. He was in there. He basically was telling on somebody, and
uh-huh.
He saw this weed sitting in this office. You know, and he put him in a little room, interview room, and he saw the weed. So he said the weed was calling his name. The weed kept calling him, so he had to take it.
Oh, I see. Mm.
So when the police went in there to, you know, put the weed up as evidence,
mm-hmm.
they realized the weed is gone. And who was it? So they caught him walking down the street with the weed, and he said he couldn't help it. The weed was calling him.
Yeah,
now,
well,
that
he's still a nut.
Mm. Yeah, that definitely sounds like an addiction.
Yeah, you want to hear about, you know, there are these dumb criminals. Did you hear the case where the guy calls up the cops and he says he's been robbed and he wants the cops to come over there right away, and he's ranting and raving over the phone? So the cops go over there and he says, "I want you to find the person who robbed me of my weed."
Man, well, what's wrong with these cats, man?
I think they just know.
Too much of them. And speaking of what's wrong with, what's going on with Randy Travis?
Last week, poor guy. Yeah. Well.
I mean, last week he was driving naked and carrying on. Now this week he even got arrested because he interfering with somebody and they little disputes. What is going on with him?
You mean he got arrested again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He was involved in an argument between an estranged husband and wife.
The last argument was, I think he was driving and he was pissed off because of an argument with his girlfriend or something like that. This isn't really strange because a lot of people in Hollywood, even when they make it and they come from humble beginnings like Travis did, I think he worked in a factory and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You would think they would be grateful for the opportunity to have become a star. But Jesus Christ, they go on these self-destructive bins. Who knows? They're just idiots. What can I tell you? They're just idiots.
Yeah, well, that's being nice.
That is being nice.
That's being nice. Man, I'm telling you, it's some crazy stuff out there. Like that clown that broke in the LL Cool J house. Now, come on, dude. Really? And then to break it out, you realize LL Cool J is whipping your ass. You know what I mean?
He broke in when Cool J was there?
Yeah.
Oh.
And LL caught him, broke his nose, his ribs, and something else.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Guy wish he would have used a gun. Did you see the video of the guy that broke into somebody's house? He was homeless. I don't know if he was homeless, but he broke in, and he was high on something, and he took off all his clothes, and he lay down to go to sleep on the guy's couch. And then the guy comes home and catches him in there, and then he doesn't believe it, and then he just looks at him. He's probably snoring away on the couch. I think he calls the cops, and he made a video out of it. He woke the guy up. The guy says, "What are you doing waking me up?"
Oh my goodness!
Now tell me, is that not a nut job or a what?
That's definitely a nut job. Hey, you know what? You never know what these cats out there smoking. Now I say they be dealing with them trees. They don't know what the kind of trees they be out there smoking, Joe. They really don't.
Yeah, the stuff that they have is probably laced with rat poison and everything like that. They don't know what they're doing.
They don't have no idea. Well, check out the story, Joe. Mm-hmm. There was a man, right? He was stealing gas from a motorhome in Seattle, right?
Okay.
All right. Well... Trying to find out, he started getting sick, you know, so he had to call the police, the ambulance, to figure out what was going on. Well, come to find out, the clown, he was sucking on the sewage tank. He wasn't getting no gas.
Oh, for God's
sake. So you know what he was sucking on. He was
getting out of rat shit and human shit and baby. Just the thought of it's making me sick.
Look, the police say, did you ask the owner, did he want to press charges, right? The owner was like, no, that's the best laugh he's ever had.
Oh, yeah. It'll be the last time he comes over there trying to steal some gasoline. Oh.
Anybody. I mean, really? Now, how can you... I mean, you know, now, I done siphoned gas before, but really? How can you not tell the difference? The smell is different.
God. Jesus. The guy...
Exactly. Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all know what? I know I'm finna make some of y'all mad now, what I'm about to talk about, but guess what? It's Fun Friday, and I don't care. So there. Now, check this out, Joe. Now, I know you've seen that video where the young lady has been walked off the platform with the baby, right?
No, I didn't see that.
You ain't see that? Okay, well, they were all right. You know, he walked off. You know, she fell. The baby fell. You know, they got them up. They're all right. I'm happy for they all right. Now, here's my take on it. How the hell you don't see that big old space between you and the train? It's a big old black space there. Right? It's blank. How you just going to walk off the edge? I'm not understanding this. You looking straight ahead. How you do not see that big old keep this spot right there.
I don't know. He's got to be drunk or high.
I don't know whether it was drunk, high, or she just wasn't. She wasn't. Look, she wasn't texting or talking on the phone. So we can't blame her on that this time.
Oh, that's why. She was so caught up that she just fell off. Yeah. You know what they're trying to do now? I think they even made a law in some of the cities that you cannot text and walk at the same time. It's against the law.
Well, you know what? They need to. They really need to because, you know, some of these cats, they be walking and they'll pay attention. Like that lady they had that was on YouTube. She was walking and walked straight into the fountain.
Right, in the mall. I saw that.
Yeah.
Right into the fountain.
You know, so yeah, they need to do that.
Well, I don't want them passing laws, you know, forbidding it. But you know, when I saw that, I said, "Good for you, bitch." You know, you're gonna be that intent about sending a text message that you don't even know what's in front of you, and you fall over that little old wall and end up smack dab in the fountain. You deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it. You're right. You are absolutely right. Now, check this out. We got another dumb one, Joe.
Uh-huh.
We got a 45-year-old woman that was arrested in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, this is what she did. She went inside to get her car, her oil changed in her car.
Right.
Okay. So, once the mechanic raised the hood, he found 18 packages of marijuana packed in the engine compartment.
Oh, boy.
Look. And though she said when they finally caught her, she didn't realize they had to raise the hood to change the oil.
Oh, Jesus H. Freaking Jesus. Oh, this is a time when I need the women on the air, just so I can say, you really think you're that intelligent, huh, girls?
No. I mean, man. But here goes the thing, though. She wasn't a young chick, though. She was 45 years old.
And
45. How you do not know? And then out of all places to keep the weed in the engine block, really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And even if you don't know, I mean, just to be sure, you should ask, you know, oh, sir, can you tell me, how do you change the oil? Oh, you have to lift the hood? Oh, I'm sorry. Can I come back in about 5 minutes? Then she should have gotten rid of the weed and come on back. But no, she's an idiot.
But Joe, why even go there with if you know you got the weed under there? Why even go through that? Take the weed out first, y'all. That's all you got to do. Take the trees out first.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, like she said, she didn't know that you had to change the oil under the hood. So what does she think cars ran on? You know, good just oxygen.
I guess so.
You know, and remember the conversation we had last time, and it was about strong and independent women. Do you know that in the TV reality show Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
That they had divided up the teams. There was two opposing teams. One would be female, only female. The other one would be only men. Do you know that none of the chicks, there had to be about 7 or 8, right, on the one team, none of them thought to bring any matches or thought about trying to make a fire. So they got stranded, but they were put on different sides of the island, and they had to compete against one another.
Mm-hmm.
They went overnight without a fire. So they were drenched because it was raining, it was cold. Where's your brains, chickies?
They weren't ready. That wasn't supposed to happen, Joe. That's what that was. That was not supposed to happen.
Oh, why? Poor little baby. They got my sympathy. Yeah, right.
They got your sympathy.
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to happen. Not at all. That was not supposed to happen.
What were they supposed to do? Dial up fire services or something?
That's right. There was supposed to be a man in that group somewhere.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah, well, they got all kinds of faked out on that one. And none of them thought about trying to learn how to make a fire. Oh, you're only going to it is a deserted island. Well, almost. I mean, they have some inhabitants there, some of the natives. But here they are.
You know what? Here we go about that desert. But that island ain't deserted at all. It's already cleared out. You know, they got they want to go to a deserted island, dang it. Take them over there into Panama or some damn way, in the Amazon, and drop their behinds off. Come on,
they die in a week. You can't do that.
Now, that's the best man out, that is survival.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to do that, yeah, just have the real cameras there and just drop them off in the middle of the Amazon and say, okay, boys and girls. And that would make a really damn good reality show, sir.
You're right. You're right. So you're like, you own your own. Do what you do. If we don't see you in a couple of weeks, then we'll come looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah. One guy got himself like a stomach ache or something, and then he had to be pulled off the show, you know. Yeah, please. Drop him right in the middle of the Amazon. I like that idea, Eric.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since they got Survivor, man, let's do it. Let's really make it. Or better yet, let's drop some of them white folk off in the hood and see how
Well.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Without any transportation and a cell phone. Let's see how far they get on that one.
Yeah, that's right. Damn. You know what? They ought to call the show not Survivor, but what should they call it? Killer or something, you know. If you take them and put them in the middle of the Amazon and see. If you dump the ordinary American in the Amazon, they wouldn't last a week.
A week? I wouldn't give them a couple of hours.
The heat would get them. The lack of water would get them. The snakes would get them. The flies would get them. Oh, Jesus. Are you kidding?
You're right. Mm. Now, remember the other day I was talking about these LeBron shoes for $315.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was just nuts in Dallas. He drove his truck through the mall, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? He drove his truck through the mall, butt naked. Now, what? I don't know what is going on with this butt naked stuff lately, but everybody got to be butt naked. Y'all, I know I said when you go to vote, go butt naked. That way, they been so sharp, nobody been to pay the attention, all right? But we ain't voting yet, y'all, okay? What's up with all this butt nakedness? I know y'all practicing or what? You know,
oh, God.
But anyway, when they caught him, he was butt naked. He was sitting there trying on a pair of socks and a pair of Jordan tennis shoes.
Just as calm as you please, huh?
Yeah. That's it. And yeah, y'all, don't forget, November 6th, we going to the polls butt naked. That's right. Now, y'all remember what I said. Now, if you got them roller coasters going on in your body, help us out a little bit. Don't do that, okay? But the rest of y'all, we going to the polls butt naked. So y'all need to be ready for that.
You know what I hope would happen? I hope they all do show up butt naked, and we see pictures of them, and there are people holding up signs. Eric said do it.
That's right.
Eric told me to do it. Yeah.
That's right. Tell them I told y'all to do it.
That's right.
That's right. Tell them the show called Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go, Eric, all right?
All right. Yeah, all right, Joe. Thank you for calling, man.
All right. I'll talk to you. Bye-bye. All right.
All right, y'all. That was Joe, one of my regular callers. I tell you, funny guy. Some things we think just alike on. That's right. Now, y'all remember now, let's talk about the voting. The voting, y'all. We got to do the voting, okay? We going to the polls butt naked. That's right. We going to the polls butt naked. Are you ready? Are you ready to go with me butt naked? All right. But let me tell y'all something about going to the polls butt naked, okay? Look. Now, I say go to polls butt naked, but if you show up to the polls and you got so much weave in your head, yes, you know I was talking about. I was gonna come to the weave eventually, right? Y'all know I was gonna come to the weave. I don't know why y'all like y'all wasn't. You got so much weave in your head. You got birds circling around with twigs trying to find out where they gonna start their nest at. You know that is too much hair. You know you wasn't born with that. You as dark as tar on the sidewalk, and you got the nerve to have jet black dark hair too? Really? And then all black leotard that don't fit your fat, dimply, say you like having butt? Come on, y'all. What's really going on out there? Huh? That's right. You don't need to be doing all that. Let's be real, y'all. Good Lord. Why y'all doing that? Huh? Why y'all doing that? That's not cute. That's not cute. That is not cute. Yeah, look, you're 12 years old. You walk around here looking like you're an 80-year-old woman with all that damn makeup and all that hair on. Why? Don't nobody want your young buck being either. You know what I mean? Take that stuff off, man. Who is the real you? Then you got them bats on for them damn eyelashes. You know what I mean? Between the hair and the eyelashes, I see why birds be flying around you. Because they trying to decide when you going to take off, too, so they can catch a ride. That's right. Going to decide to see when they can catch a ride. Because you know what? Somebody need to catch a ride with you. Because you about to fly away. Because none of it's you. And you're going to keep strutting back and forth like somebody want to see that mess. Really? Really? And stop going to these flea markets and these swap meets dressed all crazy, y'all. I know it's in the hood. I understand that. But no, y'all don't need to be dressing like that. You got 8,000 rolls coming out over your little skirt you got on that's so tight, and you think you cute. Your hair mess. You walk around here with a shower cap on. Your toes look like you done ran them through a meat grinder. And you walk around here flaunting like you back and forth like somebody want to look at your nasty behind. Don't nobody want to see you. That's right. Don't be coming out in public like that. That's a shame. Oh, y'all thought I was going to be nice tonight, didn't you? Joe saved y'all a little bit, but Joe gone now. The niceness is gone. I'm not being nice tonight. I'm telling you straight up. I'm not being nice. If you're out there dressing crazy, you're out there doing crazy things, I'm talking about you. That's right. I'm talking about you. What you going to do? What you going to do? Nothing. Now, with that being said, let's keep going. Let's keep going with Fun Friday, y'all. Now, you know, I was somewhere. You know, y'all know I went on my little vacation. I went on my little vacation. And I was having a good time on my vacation. I really was. You know, but you know, sometimes you sit down and you really start looking at people when you're on vacation. And you really have to wonder, what the hell is going on with these people out there? You know what I mean? What's going on with these people? And that's where I got the weed from, man. Because some ladies... Young ladies, older ladies, some of y'all, this weed, let it go, okay? You know, y'all ladies, y'all say y'all have your girlfriends or your friend girls or whatever you want to call it. You know what y'all need? Y'all need that friend girl that's not afraid to tell you no. That's right. So when you come out that bedroom looking all jacked up, they're going to say, no, girl, please don't go out looking like that. That's what y'all need. You know, but yet, your friend girl, she laughing at you because you come out there looking all raggedy. And she like, girl, you look tight. Knowing good and well, you looking just as raggedy as you want to be. That's right. Got all them bugs flying, them little tiny flies flying behind you. Because you done went on there. You done came in straight from work. You ain't washed no butt. You done changed clothes. That's right. You ain't even hit the hot spots, as we used to say back in the day. You ain't do that. You just change clothes and you ready to go out for the night. Just smelling all bad. Running around here smelling like tuna. And wonder why you got all them bugs falling down. Ooh, somebody stink. Yeah, it's your nasty ass. That's right. I'm talking about it. Hey, it's Fun Friday. It's Fun Friday, y'all. That's what we do on Fun Friday. We laugh, we talk, and we do whatever we want to do. If you want to do whatever you want to do, join in. There's no problem with joining in. 347-838-8622. That's right. I got my chat room open. Talk to me in the chat room. If not, send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. That's right. We can do the whole dang on thing. Huh? I'm just saying. Hey, y'all. Now, check this out, y'all. Here we go. Y'all ready? Now, we was talking about pot a little earlier, right? So why is Bobby Brown going in rehab? What are you going to rehab to do? Is it to stop smoking pot? I don't think so. If anything, he's going to rehab to learn how to do it a little bit better without getting caught. I think that's what he's going to do because it's his prerogative. He can do what he want to do. I'm serious, y'all. What's really going on? Huh? Bobby Brown in his rehab. Really? This is like, what, the 800th time he done been in rehab? What is he going to get this time that he didn't get the other 99,000 times? Huh? What is he going to do? You know, it's a certain thing to where folks keep doing things over and over again. Really? I think they go in there and they just teach them how to smoke a little different trees, y'all. I think that's what they be doing. They don't be trying to rehab them folk. They just go in there and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how you beat the test, y'all. That's right. Because, you know, how you keep going back and back and back, but yet you come out and you still doing the same thing? That's some hellified rehabbing, don't you? Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree? Now, let's really think about that. That is some rehabbing for you. Now, you want them to rehab? Take them over to LL House in the middle of the night and tell them let them know somebody breaking in. I guarantee you, once he get finished with them, they won't want to smoke nothing else. Nothing. Nothing else. I'm telling y'all. So what's really going on? Huh? What's really going on? Hey, y'all, guess what? Something came out today, and y'all guess what happened? Target is cheaper than Walmart. That's right. That's right. I said it, y'all. Target is cheaper than Walmart. You want to know why Target is cheaper than Walmart? Are you ready? Are you ready? Because you're raggedy behind stealing out of Walmart. They got to jack the prices up to make sure to make up the difference from what you're stealing. That's right. Quit stealing out of Walmart. And speaking of Walmart. Now, come on, Walmart. I see why people steal out of Walmart. You have dang near 200 people in that store standing in a line trying to check out. And then you just got two cash registers open? Really, Walmart? Really? And you wonder why people walking out with your merchandise? That's because everybody else in the back of the store, the manager's walking around back and forth up front, and like they lost, they don't know what's going on with them two tight jeans on. What is it with Walmart, y'all? Is it a necessity that the jeans be extra tight, even on the big people? They got to have them extra tight jeans where you know they ain't doing nothing but getting a yeast infection. And you know they ain't doing nothing but getting a yeast infection up dang on so dang on tight. That is crazy. So y'all stop stealing from Walmart. You know what? Y'all need to leave Walmart alone. Please. Please. So we can make Walmart cheaper than Target again. Target. That's what it's called, Target. That's what I call it anyway. You know what? It's okay. Because it's my night. And on my night, I do what I want to do. I'm going to sing for y'all here. And I'm going to sing this song for you. And I hope you enjoy it, okay? Did y'all hear that song then? But that was a bad song, wasn't it? That was a bad song then. I know it was. I know that was, but that was a good song there. That song was so good, it was man, I tell you, that's the number one chart topper right there. I'm going to have to go on and put some tracks down on that one. That's right. That's right. And y'all know how Walmart be having these things, having all these sales like the Black Friday sale. And the people people, is your life so boring and short that you got the nerve to go and sit somewhere at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to wait for a store to open to sell one specific item? Especially after the store has told you they have more than enough. Huh? So you're going to get you a lawn chair and decide you're going to sit right there in Walmart until midnight. So you'll be the first to get a Harry Potter tape. Really? You're 55 years old. What the hell you need with a Harry Potter tape? Huh? Really? What you need to be doing is getting out there and finding you a dang on job if you're wearing around Harry Potter. I'm going to report you to the dang old police. Somebody need to come out there and move you out the dang old way. That's right. And how do you do that? How do you just sit out somewhere in freezing cold weather, in the rain, what have you, and just decide to, you know, you're going to sit here and wait? I don't see it. Maybe I'm a different type of person, but I don't see the thoughts process in that. I really don't. That is crazy. That is just oh my goodness. Wow. Hey, check this out, y'all. I know y'all have seen that new commercial with Mariah Carey, right? Where she's talking about the heart. She's sitting on the floor. And got her legs bent and her arms bent or whatever. And she keeps talking about the heart, get the moving and, you know, get some exercise and all that. I know y'all seen it. But here's my thing with that commercial. How the hell you going to tell me to get up and do some exercise and you sitting there on the floor just changing positions? Ain't like you getting no exercise. So how that supposed to and motivate me to get up and do some exercise? You know what I mean? Come on. She's sitting there, the only thing she's doing is changing the way her legs are crossed or the way her little body is turned. And that's supposed to get me motivated to go outside and run and do something? I don't think so. I don't think so. See, they have to think about stuff like that when they do these dang on commercials, y'all, because them commercials just don't make sense. That don't make sense. If you're going to try and tell me to do something, go on, let me know. Do something. Let me see you run the track and do the commercial. You know what I mean? You run track doing the commercial, then I'm like, yeah, I can. If Mariah Carey can do it, I can do it too. But if you're just sitting down there changing the position of your legs because you ain't got no shoes on or nothing, then heck, I can sit there and do the same thing and say, well, you make sure you get out there and be active because your heart needs it. You know, your heart really needs it. And then once you're through with your heart, and once you feel that you have exercised enough as you can, there's the mothership there to be waiting on you. Now, once you hit the mothership, everything will be okay. Tranquility. And then, we gonna smoke some trees, y'all. That's right. We gonna smoke some trees. Hey, how in the heck? Dude, you trying to give your child a driving lesson and you end up getting run over by the child. What kind of instructor are you? Huh? What kind of instructor are you? Can you say not a good one? Can you say not a good one? Because something ain't right there. Something is not right there. How you going to be teaching your child and teach your child how to drive, but yet they end up running over you? Wow. Now, that's what I call instruction. Great, great instruction. That's right. Now, what else are we going to talk about today, y'all? Y'all know I'm coming back to the weeds, right? I'm coming back to the weeds. I am. Y'all know I can't go too far without the weeds because the weeds are getting outrageous. And ladies, just because you got red hair, you don't need to be putting on red shoes and red dresses. The red hair is not cute as it is, let alone you come walking out there looking like a damn stoplight. Don't nobody want to see all that. Number one, you 350 pounds. You got red hair. You got piercings everywhere, but I can't see. Okay? Then you come out here in a skin tight red dress that shows every dip that your body has to offer. And you thinking you cute. No. Your legs, your thighs rubbing so hard together, you see the sparks coming off from where they're getting ready to start a fire. That's right. Why, y'all? Why? Can we do better than this? Huh? And then some of y'all even worse than that, y'all gonna put on them dang on stretch pants. And then you put on these stretch pants and you don't want to wear no underwear. What in the world? You got all that sweat coming from back there. You know, sweat causes odor. So now you got a wet spot and odor and cellulite and dimples and curves and parts going in between. You see my point, y'all? That's a little bit too much going on. It really is. Put on a nice pair of jeans, please. Because, shoot, people going to have to start following some of y'all with a dang old fire extinguisher. That's right. Because some of y'all just out of control. And then y'all have on all them other people parts. The hair not yours. The eyelashes not yours. The nails not yours. The toenails not yours. Well, what the hell is yours? Huh? The color of your eyes are not yours. In Jacksonville, Florida, what the hell is going on with all this grill? I thought that played out back in the 90s. Why is everybody still walking around here with grills? Why? I mean, come on now. We're supposed to have progressed away from that. It's bad enough. Y'all done got the dread craze going on. Everybody got to have dreads now if you live in Jacksonville, Florida. Huh? That's what it seemed like. You got to have the dreads. Why? Why? Now you got to have the dreads. Then you got to have you got to have the grill. Oh, Lord. Then you got to have the fire extinguisher. Put out the fire between these big girls' legs. What the hell is going on out there, Jacksonville? Huh? And ladies, just because one dress is made for a slim lady, don't think your big behind will look good in it too, okay? Because you don't. You don't. Yeah, I'm riding today, y'all. I'm about to get on that boat now. I'm about to go riding here. Because, that is about some nasty crap going on. Huh? And then you put on these tight dresses, and then you got... You need that girlfriend that's going to tell you no. That's all I'm going to say. You need that person next to you. If it's your boo, your girlfriend, your kids, somebody need to tell some of y'all no. Because some of that stuff out that y'all be wearing, man, somebody need to tell you no. You know, like some of them stars, they have people out there, and that is their job right there. When something ain't right, just to say no. And y'all need to get some of them friends like that. Y'all do. Because some of y'all out there, oh, my goodness. Ooh, y'all just downright just nasty. Just nasty. And then you want to come out public with them little hair rags on your head, shower caps. And we ain't talking about no new shower cap right out of the package. We talking a shower cap that been up in your bathroom for years. You all dressed up, but you walking around with a shower cap on. What in the world are you doing? What in the world are you doing? I'm just saying. Somebody talk to me. What y'all doing out there? That's crazy. That is downright crazy. But yet, you think you looking good. You look a hot mess. I'm telling y'all. Hey, y'all, if y'all listening, y'all got friends that be going outside looking like that, y'all need to become that person that say no. All right? Because your friend needs that real person that's going to tell them no. Don't go outside looking like that. Please. Oh, men, and don't think y'all getting away with it either, because y'all just as bad as the women. You come out here and them dirty behind wife beaters. Huh? All that mess in your mouth. And you think, and you just a joint. You raggedy looking too. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I'm getting on it today. I'm getting on it today, Pam. Yeah. I mean, and I just sat back and I was watching, man. And some of the stuff you see, I'm telling y'all, that's what y'all need to do. Just go in certain places and just sit back and watch. And take your little notepad with you so you can write down some of the stuff you see. And you will get your giggle on. You hear me? You'll get your giggle on. I'm serious. You will get your giggle on because people be like, you be like, I know they just didn't do that. I know they just didn't do that. They walked outside like that. You know, and their girlfriends be with them, and they all be dressed up, and she looking a hot mess. Some one of y'all should have told the girl no. Huh? And y'all know what? Oh, Lord have mercy. It's crazy. Oh, y'all know what? I don't know. I think they need to be they smoking some of the trees out there. I really do. They be smoking some really real trees out there. Hey, how many of y'all out there play that game on the phones and on Facebook called Word with Friends or Scrabble with Friends? I know a lot of y'all play that, right? So please tell me, how in the hell do you cheat in that game? I want to know, how do you cheat? Well, I know how some of y'all cheat. Y'all find that little app they got out there that help you find words. That's just because y'all dumb. How much you going to tell you? That's just because y'all dumb and lazy. Now, that don't count. When you're in a Scrabble tournament, how in the heck are you cheating? Why are you cheating? Huh? Why? Does that make any sense at all? Number one, why we got a Scrabble tournament going on anyway? That's like badminton. Just boring as hell. I guess maybe it's to be as boring as hell. But it is. It is. That's like, you know what? I'm going to tell you what it is. That's like going, taking a girl out on a date. You know, and y'all sitting there eating and y'all talking. But she ain't saying nothing. You know, so while she talking, all of a sudden your mind gone to the football game that you played last week. You know, you going back over plays and stuff. But she's still talking. That's about the same as Scrabble. Yeah. Just dang gone boring. Once again, that's just my take on it. But, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. It's okay, though. It's all right. We will have fun. Chat room, we got, hopefully you are playing with people on your level so you don't have to cheat. Some of them people don't even know what level they on. They the one cheating. I can work with anybody. I find it a challenge. Hey, you do a word I can. I don't know. I'm looking it up and I'm trying to find one to match it. Shoot. But, you know, how do you cheat? How do you cheat at Scrabble? What you doing? You got extra, what, you got extra letters in your sock or something that you be pulling out on the sly? Huh? You know how you get your things in front of you and you sit down and change a letter out? Oh, that's like cheating at bingo. You know, back in the day when you had the little coin to put on there and you changed the number on the card to match what you wanted. Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying. No, it's amazing. And y'all, guess what happened? I still ain't got my free cable. That's right. I still don't have my free cable. Why, man, y'all supposed to be helping with me with this free cable thing. Now, you know what? At 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm wide awake, I ain't got nothing to do. I got to sit here and watch all these news programs. Speaking of news programs, now, y'all, we know that Gayle King is the quote-unquote Oprah Winfrey's best friend, right? Right, we know this. So, if that's the case is, why doesn't Gayle King do something with that head of hers? Huh? That thing looks like an old dried-out mop. I'm trying to figure out whether, dang it, it's a wig of her regular hair, because it's always the same. You know, it's always the same. What's really going on? I don't want no internet TV. Internet TV? Shoot, I don't pay my internet bill, then I can't watch TV then either. Oh, Lord. Gayle King, you Oprah's best friend. If you don't have the money, I'm sure Oprah will let you hold her stylist to do something with that head. Change the color on it or something, please. Please. Because you've been wearing that style for the last 300 years. It's time to change. It's time to change, Gayle. It really is. I'm just saying, it's time to change that, man. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. No, I'm talking about Gail. I'm talking about Gail. Because she be sitting up there like she the queen bee now or something. That old bad behind here. Heck, sometimes you have to wonder what she be wearing. Like, now you got all this money. What do you have on today? Huh? What do you have on? Somebody forgot to tell her no. Especially no to the Gail. No, boo. You can't go out there with that hair today. Gail, no, Gail. We need to change the color of the hair, Gail. We need to change the style of your hair, Gail. Gail, you done had that hair on for 300 years. Come on. I'm just saying. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Don't act like I'm not telling the truth. Y'all know I am. Y'all know I am. And then what? What y'all want then? Huh? Okay. I'm going to change it. Okay. Gail. Your hair is jacked up. I can't change it, y'all, because her hair is jacked up. It's always the same. It's got a little couple of flips in it. You know, and that's it. The little part down it. And it's always the same color. Same style. Heck, at least the girls on The View and on the talk be changing their styles at least. You know what I mean? Come on, Gail. Get with the program. Okay? Get with the program. We know you got it. You got it. If you don't, I'm sure Charlie will loan you some money. But I want to go back some. You know what? It's one thing to play a lot of roles on TV, you know, play tough guy roles, you know, play, you know, superheroes and all that. But I got to give it off to LL Cool J, y'all, because LL handled his business in real life. Can you imagine being a dang on crook? Number one, you done broke into the wrong house, LL Cool J's house. Now, number one, because you already know you're going to jail once you get caught, because that's a superstar, right? But to add insult to injury, you get your ass tore up by LL Cool J himself personally. How's that for an autograph, huh? That's what I'm sure you would not forget anytime soon. Huh? Mama said knock you out. You heard what I'm saying? Hey, LL heard it. That little thief that broke in his house, they heard it. He got the message, too. And then he sat there and held you to the police cage. Oh, Lord. You know, that. But I tell you, y'all just don't know who you be, what you be doing. Stop stealing out of Walmart, y'all. Yeah, y'all thought I forgot about Walmart. Quit stealing out of Walmart so they can get the prices and get lower than Tarjay's again, okay? Because, see, we got to do that. See, now, Tarjay is cheaper, but that's because y'all stealing. Go and steal out of Tarjay. Leave Walmart alone for a little bit. Let us bring our prices down, okay? Because we got more Walmarts in the hood than we got Tarjay's. So, come on, y'all. Steal it out of the Walmarts. Good Lord. I mean, why y'all want to do that? Huh? Then you get caught, you be walking out with them braces behind your hand, and you trying to look all sad. Don't be looking sad. You weren't looking sad when you were trying to steal stuff. And Walmart, y'all need to open up more of those dang on lines, too. Be having 800 people standing there waiting in line, and you only got two cashiers open, and they're the slowest things running. No, Pam, that's a United States-wide thing. People steal out of Walmart so much, Walmart put stuff out there for them to steal. You know, that's bad. When the thing got to actually put stuff out there so you can steal it. Now, I don't know if they do that, but they should. Why not? Huh? That wouldn't be a bad idea, would it? No. Check this out, man. A woman called the police to report her car stolen, right? So what happened was the phone actually had a car phone in it. So the policeman that was taking the report, he called the phone that was in the car. Now, I'm going to tell you how bright this criminal is. He answered the freaking phone. Right? He answered the phone. Oh, Lord. Wait a minute, though. And he told, you know, they set up a place for him to meet to where the guy said he wanted to buy the car. Okay. The guy actually showed up with the car. You know what happened? They arrested his behind. Ain't now, that's about dumb, isn't it? Huh? That is just downright dumb. Number one, you know it's not your car and it's not your phone. What you answering the phone for? You know it's not for you. You know it's not for you. So why would you even pick up the phone? And then to top it off, you going to meet somebody somewhere knowing you done stole the car and you want to put up? Well, that's just downright dumb. That's just dumb. That is just dumb. Why you want to do that? Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. But, y'all, you know, it's getting close to that time, y'all, to where we're going to have to take that break. You know, that break that we take every Friday evening, right in the middle of the show, where you take that time to look up at your ceiling fan, to look at that mothership and see your little friends going in. You know, you take it and you look at that ceiling fan to make sure the remote is running good, to make sure that it's not wobbling, that's not making any noise, means bad bearings. Because one day, we're going to be on those ships leaving, y'all. But it's not that time yet. But I just wanted to get your mind right. So go on to get that drink, y'all. Go on to get that cup of water, that cup of Joe, that bottle of wine, whatever you need. So when time comes, we can toast to the ceiling fans and the little people that's walking in them. All right, now that we got that out of the way, you know, more to come in a few minutes on that one. Ah, it's on and popping, it's on and popping. Hey, check this out. Why y'all wear all them other people's clothes? You know, ladies, now, I'm going to be serious for about a half a second. Y'all are some beautiful black women. Y'all really are. Y'all really are. Even the ugly ones, y'all got some beauty in you too. So why y'all go out there and put these bat wings on your eyes? And then they got so crazy, they done made bat wings for the cars. What the cars going to do with eyelashes? Really, y'all? What the car going to do with eyelashes? And then to top it off, some of y'all not bright enough to realize they go on a certain way. Y'all, most of y'all got them on backwards. That goes to show just about how smart some of y'all are. Really? Really? I mean, come on. If we're going to do it, let's do it right, people. Some of y'all, I tell you, some of y'all can flap your eyelashes. Them things are so big on there. Y'all turn back. That storm that's coming to Florida, get a couple of y'all stand out there on the coast, and y'all get to close your eyes real fast. Man, y'all beat that thing back with all the wind y'all can generate. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's right. And you know what? And you get the other half that's got all that weave in their head that don't belong to them. Man, you get all that weave, collect all that weave up, man. You can build a flood wall. And wouldn't nothing go through. That's just how much weave some of y'all got in y'all head. That's right. I'm talking about you. Between the ones batting their eyes and y'all with all that weave, hey, we wouldn't have to worry about no hurricanes coming through Florida. That's right. I'm talking about y'all. I'm talking about y'all. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. Hey, Bernard. You're listening, Bernard. I ain't gonna put you out there like that, Bernard. Not yet, anyway. But it's coming. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, keep that in mind. You got them friends walking around there with them long fake eyelashes that look like aliens growing out their eyebrows or what have you. Hey, go on and get them ready. Go and put them out there on the coast. Tell them just keep opening and closing their eyes real fast. The wind they're going to generate is going to push the storm the other way. You won't even have to worry about it. That's right. They won't even have to worry about it. Hey, if they need to get a little closer, tell them to take some of them false legs off. You know, take one of them little things out their chest, and you know them. You know what I'm talking about? Them little silicone things. You know they float, right? Tell them get on and float on out there and be back in their eyes. Go on and drive it back the other way. Oh Lord, have mercy. That's right. I'm gonna take them more other people body parts off and use them for something besides scaring your date at the end of the night. Can y'all imagine that? Going home with somebody and you done met them somewhere and they looking all good and juicy and stuff. And then you get home and they start taking body parts off. And you looking at them like, okay, what's the, you know, by the time they get finished, you're like, okay, where's the rest of you? That's not what I signed up for. Oh, you know what I mean? Good Lord. Ladies, quit putting on all them other people's things. You okay? You don't need all that. Really don't. You don't need all that. Now, some of y'all do need to be walking. You know what, though? I'm going to stop talking about y'all and these fire extinguishers. But if you continue to wear, I can't even say it, man. If you continue to wear these skirts, mid-thigh, and you can't, look, some of y'all thighs are so big, air can't even get in between them. I'm just going to tell the truth. If that's the case, stop wearing these short skirts. You be sitting down on a chair somewhere, you can't even close your legs, your thin thighs so they go big. That's ugly. That's not cute. That's not cute. Not at all. You know, and then you're going to get mad talking about somebody trying to look under your dress. Ain't nobody trying to look under your dress. Your legs just won't close. If anything, we try not to look under your dress or your skirt. And what's, ladies, what's wrong with slips, huh? Why we don't wear slips anymore? Because some of y'all need to put a slip on. Y'all do. Some of y'all need to put a slip on. Oh, Lord have mercy. Boy, I tell you, y'all know what? I don't know. I think I need a drink. I think that's what's wrong with me. Now, I haven't had a drink yet, y'all. Y'all think, what y'all think? Let me know. Y'all think I need a drink? Huh? I don't know. I think I may need to sip on something here for a minute. But it's good. It's good. Life is good, y'all. Life is real good. Real good. You know, because, see, y'all, here we go now. It's that time. It's that time. So I'm going to give y'all about 2 minutes, 2 minute break. Okay, we gonna go and get us about maybe not 2 minutes. I don't know. I'm thinking about 2 minutes, but maybe not 2 minutes. But we gonna take a little short break. And when we come back, y'all make sure y'all got your drinks ready, because we gonna go on and toast to the mothership for the last hour, okay? All right, I just want y'all to know that. All right, see you in about 2, y'all. Thank you. All right, all right. Hey, we back now. Well, y'all see, we got that good music playing in the background. Hey, I can't help but get a little rock on going with that, huh? That I'm talking about. You know, that's that old school. That's that old school there. Can't do nothing but have you for rock a little bit. That I'm talking about. Now, we're going to put them glasses up, y'all. Yeah, we're going to put them glasses up toward the mothership. You know, gonna raise them glasses up toward that ceiling fan. Look at your ceiling fan, y'all. Think I'm gonna put your hands up to that ceiling fan. Oh, yeah. Gonna give it up to the mothership, y'all, while this music's playing. Oh, yeah. Did it, huh? Did it come? Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there. Gonna put it on up. We doing it now, y'all. Woo! We gonna go and let it finish on out. I'll be back in a minute, though. Now that's what I'm talking about. See, that's how you have a break. That I'm talking about. You get you to going, to get you to moving a little bit. That mothership is beginning to move, y'all. Can y'all see it moving? Take your time. Look up at it. Look at that ceiling fan. Y'all see them blades going around? Now you see that one blade that sticks out. It's that one blade that sticks out all the time. Every time it comes around, take a look at it. Now, if you look a little harder, you can see the engines beginning to light up. We're getting ready to go on the mothership, y'all. Yeah. You know, so whatever you're drinking, make sure you got enough of it. You know, I got my MD 2020 Orange Jubilee here, so you know, I'm ready for the mothership. So if you need to take your trees with you, go on and get you some trees. And come on and join me on the mothership, y'all, because it's about to go down. Ooh, buddy, what y'all know about that, huh? Y'all don't know nothing about those trees. But you know, the mothership is ready to take off. Only thing we got to do is just be ready. I'm ready now. I'm getting ready to start floating, y'all. It's about to be hot and popping up in here. Let's go. That's right, fam. Let go. Woo! All right, y'all. Woo! Then I'm talking about... We got that thunder rolling too. Oh yes, we are ready. Ooh, okay, it's got to come down now. We got to come back down now. We got to slow it back down. Come on down. See, boy, I tell you, that old blues break music, man, to get you to go and get your blood to pump, and get to thinking about that dang old ceiling fan and the mothership and woo. But I want to meet that religion that says ISIS and Shazam and all them, you know, that I need to meet them, man, because how you going to have a religion say you was a god, but you done came down to earth because you Shazam and ISIS and all the crew? Didn't they go off TV a long time ago? So why I want to go anywhere where they are? Because they ain't making no money. We all about making money, right? Now, y'all, yeah, in a minute, the collection plate going to come through, y'all. The collection plate going to come through. So we're going to have to get a little collection going, you know, for the building fund. You know, it's not for me. You know, show your love for the building fund. Because, you know, we got to make sure these motherships keep going. Oh, don't act like y'all don't know what the building fund is. Anybody been going to church long enough know they always take up money for the building fund. Even though the church never get nothing added on, you still got that building fund. Yeah, buddy. You know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you. Mm-hmm. That's right. But y'all know what? This is so much fun. I love doing my show because I just have me so much fun. And I hope y'all having fun, too. And if you want to have some fun with me, want to join and talk with me, dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in my chat room. We can have some fun in there, too. Hey, whatever you want to do. It's Friday, y'all. You done worked hard all week. It's time to relax now. So you're going to get that drink in your hand or that beer or whatever you need. Sit down. Hey, come here, come. We can laugh together. You can just laugh at me. Hell, it don't matter. Or you can laugh at your girlfriend. You know that one that be wearing the most short skirts and you be like, you don't need to wear it. Then you be wondering whether you need to take that fire extinguisher on your trips with y'all. Okay. All right, y'all. Here we go. We're going to the second half of the show. Now, I know some of y'all out there got those friends. Here we go. That you have to offer them a piece of gum. You have to offer them some peppermint. You have to offer them something. Because every time they open their mouth, I mean, and these same people don't never want to shut up. You know, they're always in your face. But every time they say something to you, something foul come out their mouth. That odor is so foul, you know, it makes you crinkle your nose a little bit. You'll be trying to. But, you know, and then the people that always want to talk to you, you know what I mean? They want to all get all close to you and whisper. You know, it's bad when somebody whispering in your ear and you smell their breath. And it's that bad that your ear want to close up. You know, that is bad. That is just horrible. And you know what? These are the same people that as soon as you offer them, they never want to take your gum. They never want to take your breath mints. You know what I mean? Why not? Once again, we need that special friend. Just like, you know, I say you need that special friend that says no. You need that special friend to say, come on, girl, you really need this. Come on, bro, you really need this. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to let them, because some of these folks don't know their breath be humming. I mean, when I say humming, their breath hum so hard, the birds get close and just pass the hell out. Flies run away from their mouth. So, yeah, you know, flies don't run for nothing. Soon they open their mouth, the fly say, oh, hell no, I'm going the other way. Hey, y'all, I'm telling you. Y'all know y'all got them friends. Don't act like y'all ain't got them. Well, maybe some of y'all may be those people. Well, I'm sorry. If some of y'all people, I don't mean to be talking about you, but if that's the case, hey, you know what to do now, right? That's right. You know what to do. Oh, Lord. I said, how do you tell someone they have on too much cologne perfume? You go and tell them, girl, that is too much. Just tell them, man, that's too much. What are you trying to improve? I get that a lot and it arouses my asthma. Well, yeah. You know, and you know what, though? It's not that they have on too. It's not just that they have on too much perfume. It stinks. It really smells. It's this perfume out there. And I know when it first came out, everybody was wearing it. That had to be the stinkiest perfume I had ever smelled in my life. And ladies, I don't know what it was, but y'all loved it. But it was the stinkiest thing, and it smelled the same on everybody. I mean, really. It was the stinkiest thing, and you're like, ah, golly. Now, before you leave the house, when you put it on, you know you done put on too much. You know if you got some strong perfume and you got that subtle perfume, you know what you're putting on. And just because it say it got a star name, it don't mean it smells good on you. And so don't be trying to use half a bottle the first time. Heck, if you ain't got them when you did, if you ain't get that man without the perfume, you ain't going to get him with it because you done drowned his nose out. Nah, he really don't want it. I mean, that was some stink perfume. I mean, man, I used to, oh, Lord, every time I smelled it, it made me go the other way. I don't know what the name of it was, but that was some nasty smelling perfume. So exactly, you should not leave a trail when you leave. That's right. Now, the only trail you should leave is when you fart. You know, you leave one of them silent but deadly ones. Well, hopefully you get out the area because when you show up. All right. But, yeah, your perfume, nah, you don't want to leave the trail of perfume. Really? And don't act like y'all ain't went through the grocery store and letting them trying to find an aisle. Ain't nobody down because you got to really let one go, and you ease it out and you try to get out the aisle. Then next thing you know, somebody turn around, come around down that aisle, and you be looking to see if they smell it, and then you look at it and you see that little frown come on that face and you can't help but laugh and be proud of it. Now, don't act like I'm the only one. Now, don't act like I'm the only one, y'all. I know y'all be out there farting in the stores. It's okay. It's a natural act. It is. Oh, I'm sorry, ladies. Y'all poop. Yeah, y'all poop. That about the stinkiest poop y'all be. You know what, women? I don't know what y'all be talking about. Y'all poop. Yeah, y'all fart. I don't care what y'all say, because y'all stuff be stink, too. And it don't smell sweet, so don't be talking about it be smelling sweet. I'm just saying, let's be real, right? It's Fun Friday, right? It is Fun Friday. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth. And y'all going out there getting them braids put in your head, talking about, and letting the people talk about, well, it's only going to take 3 hours. When the last time you went and had some braids put in your head that only took you 3 hours? Hell, it's going to take you 3 hours just to get in the chair, because you know they overbook y'all at the dang on hair salon. You know this. So why are you going to go in there tomorrow? I'll be out in 3 hours. Really? You forgot last time you was in there about 12 hours for these braids? And then you got to come home. You can't even sleep on the head. The braids so dang on tight. So now you sit there trying to keep your head from hitting the ground. While your man over there knocked out. I'm just saying, ladies, you know what? Y'all go through a lot of stuff that look good. Y'all really do. But some of it's just unnecessary. We like natural beauty. Speaking of natural beauty, some of y'all out there with that natural hairdo, you know, they do make some things that make it, you know, you just don't have to walk around with it looking nappy, y'all. Okay, I understand what natural is. I had a natural fro when I was growing up. Mine's still natural. But, you know, you can make it look decent. Okay, because we know some of y'all got some raggedy hair. We know this. That don't mean you have to walk around with it looking raggedy. You know, put a little something in it. You know what I mean? Don't just put the little band around your head talking about I'm doing a natural look. Whatever. And guys, y'all the same way. Talking about these little I don't know what they call. I call them little pigtails y'all be putting in y'all head. What the heck is that? Huh? What they call those? Them little pigtails men be having in their head. I forgot. The twisties. Is that what they call them, the twisties? What y'all walking around with twisties in your head for? It's bad enough you're 55 years old walking around with braids and a dang on cap on your head with your pants hanging down to your knees talking about you cool. You the OG. You the OG, all right? Oh, silly joker. That's what you is. That's right. But y'all know what? That's what makes America great. We all have our different things that we do, that we bring together, that makes us one as a whole. But y'all still need them people out there to tell you no. You don't need to go out looking all crazy. That's right. I'm just going to tell y'all like it is. That's right. It's okay, though, because, you know, we have the technology. We can rebuild you. Because some of y'all don't know how to build yourselves. We have to rebuild you. You know, first we have to think about taking the wings off your eyes. You know, they'll nest out your head. That's right. You know, those talons off your fingernails. All that all that plaster you got on your face. That's right. You know what's so bad, though? Some of y'all go home. And once y'all take that makeup off your face, you don't know who the hell you are your damn self. You look in the mirror like, okay, where did I go? That's just how much makeup you be having on. Why? Let alone talking about you done brought somebody home with you. You come out the bathroom, they ready to leave because they think they in the wrong house. Because that ain't who they came home with. That's right. All of a sudden, your eyes go from green to black. You know, your long eyelashes, and all of a sudden you ain't got no eyebrows. You had this long flowing wig on. Now you got your hair ain't an inch tall. This guy trying to wonder who the hell did he come home with. Now, you know, you and then you know what he's thinking then? If you pull out anything resembling a long stick, you in trouble. That's what he's thinking, because something ain't right there. And y'all know what I'm talking about when I say pull out that long stick. So don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. That's right. Ladies, be yourself. Men, you know, we men, we try to be as true to ourselves as we can. We do. You know, but we, you know, most of us don't have that, have the ability that y'all do to go about all that other stuff. Because we kind of check each other on that kind of stuff. You know? But y'all go out there, man. Y'all. And these spanks. What the hell is a spank? And why y'all wearing spanks? Y'all got all this stuff tucked under those things. You know, that's like, y'all remember the, back in the day when they had these little belts, they was advertising these belts on TV that you put around that's supposed to stimulate your stomach muscles, and it was like shocking you every so often. It was supposed to stimulate your stomach muscles, and the only thing it was doing was burning the hell out of you because it wasn't stimulating nothing else. Now y'all got spanks. So y'all go out there and buy these little tiny dresses and put on a spank and make you look all slim and trim. Then you get home and you take that spank off and everything fall off and hit the floor. What in the world? Be natural. It's okay. Don't forget, November 6th, people, November the 6th, people, we going to the polls butt naked. That's right. We going to vote butt naked. So make sure you get to register to vote. You find out where your voting precinct is and where you need to go vote. And we're going to show up naked and place our vote. I don't care who you vote for. That's on you. Just read the ballot, God dang it. If you can't read it, take somebody with you that can read it, okay? But we going naked. We going naked. I know it. I told y'all, you know, the ones that got them bodies like them roller coasters. You know, it's okay. I told y'all don't do it, but you know what? It's okay. Just wear your normal clothes. You half naked anyway. So just wear your normal clothes. It's okay. It's okay. Just make sure, you know, your gut ain't hanging too far over. All right? Because tank tops aren't made for everybody. Short tops aren't made for everybody. I'm just saying. And don't be talking about that's baby fat. Your baby is 19 years old. That's no longer baby fat. That's just fat. Okay? Let's be real about that. You know, some of y'all be tripping. Talking about, well, you know, I just had my baby and I ain't got it off since. Look, your baby 19 years old. That's that's no longer baby fat, okay? Let's be honest.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying. You know, hey, it's my problem. I mean, I'm just, this is my opinion, my show. Now, if you want to put your opinion in it, no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or hit me up in the chat room. You know, come on, yeah. Oh, somebody want to know, am I going to do an election show? I'm going to do an election show. I sure am. I'm going to be sitting right there out there at the precinct with my laptop and my studio set up, my portable studio set up, and I'm going to see just how many people are going to be showing up naked like I asked them. I'm going to tell you. That's right. I'm going to be sitting there monitoring. I'm going to be sitting there butt naked, too. That's right. No, I'm not telling y'all where I'm going to be at. No, you just make sure you go ahead to your business, because I'm going to handle mine. Thank you. Lord have mercy. But that's right. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. That's right, because I'm going to take my portable studio. I'm going to sit right there at the thing, and we're going to do a show right there from the precinct. They may run me away a couple of times, but this guy, I'm going to sit up across the street. That's right. Why not? The big news story, the big challenge and stuff, dude, why can't I do it, right? This is my radio show. That's right. Maybe I go and get me a couple of them people, you know, that be my bodyguards. As long as I got a couple of fire extinguishers with me, I'm good, right? Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all are funny. You know that. Y'all are something else. So what else y'all want to talk about tonight, y'all? Huh? It's football season. You know, football season is beginning to come on that I'm talking about. Yeah. Ladies, look, football season starting, right? Now, let me give you a word, some advice. Halftime, post-game, pre-game. This is what I'm saying. Pre-game, halftime, post-game. Unless it's a doubleheader, then you have to get in between games. All right? That's your time to mess with your man, okay, if he's watching the game. Because if you try to mess with him anytime during the game, you're going to be upset because he's going to ignore the hell out of you because you're going to make him mad. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying, just so y'all know, the Bucks are sorry. They are damn near giving away them tickets. They were giving away dinner to fill the stadium. That's all right. Look, the fans better enjoy it now, because as soon as they start winning, there ain't going to be no giving away nothing. That's right. Hey, y'all got them neighbors that sit out around the corner, and the only thing they do is drink all day long. They sit around there, you walk around there early in the morning, they sitting there drinking. You're like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. What the hell are you drinking at 6 o'clock in the morning? But they drunk. They are drunk. Then you go around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, what are they doing? Sitting there and they still drunk. Now, how do you, you know, it's one of those things where you get drunk, you drink yourself sober, then you go and start to get drunk all over again. Is that about crazy? That's about crazy, isn't it? I know. Because I've done it a couple of times. It's kind of amazing how it works, but it works, man. It works. I'll be sitting out there with them, though. I'll be in, you know, in my own little private capsule, but it can be done. It can be done. It's just amazing how they do it every day. Oh, Lord. My neighbors are either retired or young professionals, so someone is always drinking. That's right. Someone is always drinking. That's right. So I'm sitting here drinking this Mad Dog 2020 Orange Jubilee. That's right. I know you youngsters don't know anything about that. Yeah, but the grown-ups, now I'm going to tell y'all, the grown-ups, y'all know about that 2020. I was looking for some of that bird. I couldn't find none of that bird, so I had to settle for 2020. See, I know they know about that. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I'm just saying, y'all. It's Friday. Why not have some fun, y'all? Let's laugh. It's Friday, right? Let's act real dumb because we can do that. All right. Now, I don't want no Cisco. Cisco was Kool-Aid. You know, look, I'd rather drink a golden champagne than a Cisco. Now, see, I done went way back now. A couple people, nobody knows. Only certain people know what a golden champagne is. No, that Cisco was Kool-Aid. That's all Cisco was. I make stronger Kool-Aid than Cisco. I know that sound just sounds so bad. Like I'm just an alky. I was, y'all. Now, Cold Duck, yeah. And that Labrusco. Oh, that's right, y'all. You remember when we growing up, you couldn't have no real wine, so you thought that re-needed Labrusco was the realest thing that you can get. That's about some bitter behind wine. But you thought that was it. You want to impress somebody? Yeah, go and get you some Cold Duck or Oste Spumante. I know you do. A lot of the older adults drink Labrusco still. It's still bitter. I mean, I'm not saying I used to drink it too. Hey, if I want to take somebody on a date and I want to impress them, it was either Labrusco or you had to get some Oste Spumante. That's right. Y'all, okay. Y'all act like y'all know what y'all talking about. That's right. Now, if you're going to a cookout or something, you had to take the OE or the horseshoes. That's right. Okay, y'all talking about the horseshoe. What's the horseshoe? Them Colt 45s, man. Them horseshoes are them Colt 45s. That's right. And Boone's Farm. Well, let's not forget the Boone's Farm. If you're going to go Boone's Farm, then you might as well go Thunderbird all the way. You know what I mean? Gonna put the bird in there with the green and the blue label. Oh boy. Yeah. Oh. Now I'm talking about, I used to mix the Thunderbird with my Kool-Aid. That's right. So anytime I drank my Kool-Aid, I got me a shot of the Thunderbird too, y'all. And Strawberry Hill. See, somebody know where I'm coming from right about now. That's what I'm talking about. See, y'all don't realize that. Woo! You know, with that, I'm going to take a shot of this 2020 because that done brought back some days, man. That brought back some days. You hear me? Woo, boy. Y'all, I know y'all out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Hey, check this out. Y'all going to drink some Boone's Farm, some Strawberry Hill. Man, I remember some days, especially around my birthday, we used to mix all that stuff together. Oh, my goodness, man. You can get on this Pinecastle small bus and it wouldn't even bother you. You feel like you're part of the crew. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's what I'm talking about right there. Talk about some memories. Yeah, that was a good memory. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what? I make a homemade alizé. I guarantee, boy, I tell you, one day I'm going to make it for somebody. I ain't made it in a couple of years because that thing make people do some strange stuff. Garbage can punch. See, y'all say, I'm with that. I'm with that. See what I mean? And you supposed to be church people out there. Don't act like y'all know what we're talking about. Don't act like y'all know what we're talking about because y'all used to be, y'all worse. Y'all, you know what? Some of y'all worse than other folk. Mm-hmm. See, you know how you can tell who drank in the church? I'm going to tell you. You get some real wine. A communion, one communion service, you serve real wine. And the ones that don't choke, you know, they be getting their drink on. Woo! That's what I'm saying. That's right. Y'all hear me, preachers? Y'all hear me, preachers? That's how you know who the drinkers in your congregation are. Serve some real wine. I guarantee you. I bet to say 95% of your congregation won't choke. Hey, look, about 85% of them be able to tell you what it was. I'm just telling y'all. And don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I know. Oh, Lord. You got to make up for something, man. Because, you know, them little dang on pieces of whatever they think, them some nasty things. Them little bread, them little round things, wafers, whatever they call them, about some dry, nasty things. You know, I say, well, heck, if we going to get some bread, let's go and get some croissants and break them in half or something. You know, let's get away from little wafers. You know, number one, they give it to you, and you sitting there trying to hold it not to eat it because your mouth done started watering. You know, your mouth done started watering, so he's sitting there saying his spiel, your hands done started shaking because you're looking at this little wafer like, come on, and you got the little thing of wine in your other hand, and you're looking at it like, okay. I'd be tempted to dip and eat at the same time. I ain't going to lie. Go on and say it, get out of the way. Look, then this is the body of Christ. Take thee and eat. Da 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 da. Okay. Then drink the blood. Da 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 da. And you know what you'd be thinking next? Man, I need some more of that juice. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's the first thing you say. I'd be needing some more of that juice. And you know what? I bet them ushers be going back there and all the juice that be left, I bet they be drinking that juice up. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. But you know what? That's better because, you know, I'm just saying for the Baptist church because, you know, the Catholic church, you got to go and let that man put that stuff in your mouth. I'd be kind of skeptical of that because I don't know where his hand been at. That's right. It wasn't enough to swish around. You'd be kind of looking at your neighbor like, you don't really want to drink your juice, do you? I'm just saying. Oh. Oh my goodness. What they say? What it goes? Break yourself, fool. Juice check. You in the church jacking folk for their juice because you ain't getting enough. I'm telling y'all, man. Boy, yeah, don't act like y'all haven't thought about that. Oh, Lord have mercy. But like I was getting back to saying, the Catholic Church, man, they do it so differently. Because the man, you got to stand in that line, and everybody walk up there. Now, you know, if you're from a Baptist church, you ain't used to doing all that kneeling and standing. After a while, you think it's like a dance step. You know, you're like, okay, yeah, I can put a little jump in it. You know what I mean? But then you have to go up there, and they in this line. You know, he stand up there, he hand you. I know where his hand been at. He couldn't, you know what I mean? And then you drink that stuff, the wine after somebody else. Where they mouth been at? See what I'm saying? That's just crazy. All right, you Catholic folk, don't be getting too mad at me. You know it's true. All that kneeling and getting up and kneeling and getting up and kneeling. If y'all had some good music playing, heck, you probably wouldn't have a problem with it. But the only thing, you know, and then you get that one guy up there that be wanting to sing. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Really? Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. All right, y'all. you know, it's been a while since I went off on the. I talked about the church folk. Hey, y'all know. Look, y'all be talking about each other more than I can talk about you. Mm-hmm. Now, see, and if you are sick, they ask you not to take the wine. Wait, if it's supposed to be the blood of Christ, ain't the wine supposed to make me better? So why I can't take it? Hey, that I should be the one taking it if I don't feel good. I'm sick. It's supposed to renew me, refresh me. Go tell me, don't take the wine. Whatever, but you want to put your hand on me and try and knock me to a flow? I don't think so. Hey, y'all ever thought about that, man? Them guys be on there talking about, and in the name of Jesus, and they be trying to push folk on the flow. What would happen if you decide to push, do the same to them and push them back? I wonder would they fall to the floor. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I bet y'all never thought about that one, huh? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I was actually at one service, man, and the preacher did that to this guy. He said, in the name of Jesus, and he put his hand on him and went to push him, and the guy didn't budge. So he tried to push him again. The guy didn't budge again. I guess he said, ain't no need to try and push this jugger to the floor. I'm going to the next one. That goes to show, man, you can't let everybody put their hands on you, y'all. That's right. You know, y'all know you can't let everybody put your hands on. Hey, half of y'all won't let your spouse put their hands on you, so you're going to go in and let a strange man talk about he a prophet. That's right. He's such a prophet. He's a this and he's a that. Heck, the same thing he told y'all. I probably could have told you for free over the glass of 2020 without pushing you, trying to make you fall down. I'm just saying. Y'all know it's true. Y'all know it's true. Let's be honest with ourselves now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. But you ever notice, it be on TV, you be watching TV, you see all these folk come up, talking about they healed and whatever. But when they come to your church, you don't see none of them folk, them same folk. You don't see nobody come up in the wheels and talking about they healed, they can walk now. You know why? Because in the hood, we ain't playing that. We know we saw you down on the corner a few minutes ago. You don't roll up here in a wheelchair. Get out of here. Go on, get back on that Pine Castle bus, y'all. That little short bus with the tinted windows that's jacked up in back. Y'all ever know how them short buses are? They have the tinted windows, and then the bus be jacked up in the back end. That's when you know you're on that special bus. Ooh. Okay, y'all. I'm just saying, y'all. I mean, hey, it is what it is, y'all. It is what it is. Y'all know I don't mean no harm. It's Fun Friday. This is what I do on Fridays. Now, Monday through Thursday, y'all catch me on the serious side. But today is Friday. Serious side is gone. It's my time. It's your time. So if you want to join in, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or hit me up in my chat room. Hey, we can talk there, too. We can talk about the mothership. We can talk about the trees. We can talk about the donations. We can talk about anything you want. Because this is Let's Talk, and I'm your host, Derek Jackson. And y'all know what? We still got some time to go. Now, I think I'm going to mess with the church folk a little bit. They're probably good and mad at me right about now. You know what? I don't care, because most of y'all didn't go get ready to go to the club anyway. So don't act like you know what I'm talking about. Woo! All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, school has started again now. Well, for most people, for us and for my child, school starts Monday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, you know what? It's amazing. School starts, and you be like, yay, my electricity bill go down. I keep some food in the house. But honestly, no, it don't, y'all. And I'm going to tell you why it don't. Because they go to school all day. And the only thing they get is peanut butter sandwiches, a slice of pizza, a little carton of milk, or what have you. Okay, now, then they go outside and play for 30 minutes. All right, the rest of the time they stuck up in the classroom. So by the time them boogers, and see, they taking their lunch by 10:30, 11 o'clock. So by the time them boogers get home out of school, they got a built-up energy. They hungry. And they just ready to be rambunctious. So you just got saved a few hours. But it's even worse now because it's condensed into that little time frame. I know a lot of y'all didn't think about that. But think about it. It's condensed into that little time frame. So now you got this little booger running around bouncing off the wall because in classroom they done kept him still all day. Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all. I mean, y'all need to really think about that. Yeah, I know some of y'all don't think about it because you probably ain't got no more kids. But you know somebody got kids, right? Woo! I know. You know what? I'm glad your semester is going to be great. That is outstanding. You know, I thought about being a substitute teacher. But see, with me, I know if I was a substitute teacher, I would like to teach the little people. I'm going to tell you why, because little people are fun. They really are. Little people are fun. They're cute. They say the little cutest thing. But if I had to go in one of them high school classrooms, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'd be in trouble because I'm going to hit one of them. You know, because some of the, man, have you seen them, though? Some of them jokers so big, you like, you really in high school? Were you held back or what? You know, because some of them jokers are huge. That's why you have to hit them. Because they be trying to punk. They ain't punking me. I'm going to show you I'm not scared of you. I may get in trouble. Oh, well. But I got my point across. I ain't no punk. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. You know what I mean? Let's have some fun. It's the weekend. It's the weekend. You work hard all week long. I'm in a class with people who think they want to be lawyers. I will let you digest that. Oh, Lord. Don't want to be lawyers. You know, those are the funniest ones. You know, have you ever gone to sit in a courtroom, y'all? I really suggest you go and sit in a courtroom and actually pay attention and listen to what goes on in the courtroom. Because that stuff you be seeing on TV, it ain't nothing like what really goes on inside a courtroom. It's really not. It's actually funny. Because you get them noises, they be stuttering, going through papers, don't know what the heck they be talking about half the time. I'm telling you, I done said to a couple men, I'm like, really? It ain't like the judge shows on TV either. Woo! I'm telling you, it's not. But I'm telling you, I would suggest a lot of people go and just sit there. You can go in and listen. You really can. But you'll come out with a whole new perspective of what actually happens in a courtroom. Now, I'm not saying go out and do something where you become a defendant. Just go in as an observer, okay? Now, if you're going in as a defendant, well, see, that's something else. That's right, and it's free. It's free. That's right. That's right. So take your kid down there. Let them sit in the courtroom and see what happens to people. Hey, drop them off if you have to, right? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Y'all funny. Y'all really are. But, yeah, you know, and I think that's the best thing to do. Really, it is. And you know what else I think y'all should do? Stop stealing out of Walmart. Y'all thought I forgot about Walmart. I ain't forget it. Y'all quit stealing out of Walmart. Because, you know, I go in there, and I have to go in there a certain time. And y'all been to stole everything, so now I have to wait for them to go all the way in the back and bring the stuff out so I can purchase it. Because y'all done stole everything off the shelves. Please stop stealing out of Walmart. Okay? Hey, Target is cheaper than Walmart now. Go and hit Target. Boy, I tell you, somebody go get me in trouble tomorrow. He telling everybody go to Target and steal. Hey, if you a thief, go to Target and steal then. Don't be talking about I told you, because you the one who did it anyway. You little kleptomaniac, you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, y'all. I don't know how many of y'all saw the Wendy Williams show when she had that girl. What's her name? Big Ange on there? I don't know. I don't know how many of y'all saw that show. But they did this thing like Thelma and Louise. Now, I'm just going to give you my opinion what they really look like. Y'all remember that movie Two Wong Fu? Well, Wesley Snipes and what's the other boy's name? Wesley Snipes, Desano, and Patrick Swayze all dressed like drag queens. That's what Wendy Williams and Big Ange looked like that day, sitting there in the car. They look like brothers. I'm serious. They look like brothers. I mean, Wendy Williams and Big Ange were sitting in the car. They talking out like, oh, my goodness, look at them men in that car. Who goes and does that to themselves? Huh? Yeah, she sound like that. And then she got them big old lips. That's not attractive. That's scary. It really is. That's scary. You know, and then Wendy Williams, she already got something wrong with her because she always drooling over things. You know what I mean? Now, them two big things come at you. What you going to do? What you going to do? Shoot. I'm telling you, but that, boy, I just be looking. I try to be objective. I really do. I try to be objective. But they look like men. They look like men. I know they had somebody had kids with them, and that's all right, too. You know, it could be adopted. We just never know. But still, those are two. They can be bodyguards that way. Them two coming towards you, I wouldn't bother you. And I think Wendy Williams tried too hard to try and look feminine anyway with that little walk. That's not sexy. That's dumb. It really is. Come on now, Wendy. Let's be real. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know. Yeah, I know. Y'all saying I'm wrong again. Whatever, I'm not wrong. I'm just telling you the truth. See, these are things y'all need to pay attention to. You know, coming out of that reality TV with Kirk Franklin wearing the more crazy clothes. All the money Kirk Franklin got, what in the hell does he be wearing? That's all I'm going to say. All right? Because he need that no person too. Because some of the stuff he come out there and stay, somebody need to be back there telling him, no, don't go out there like that, Kirk. I'm just saying. I know some of y'all really ain't liking me now because Kirk Franklin y'all got. But I'm just telling you. Somebody need to give him a wardrobe check, too. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, y'all. It's all in fun. It's all in fun and laughter. Now, we come to the time in the service where everybody can participate. Now, as you see the ushers come forward, please give. You know, we do have a building fund, and we need some help. So please send your donations and put your donations in the tray. We'd be very appreciative. Thank you. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know you can't have something without a collection, y'all. Don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, it's a love offering. That's better. Oh, is that better? It's a love offering. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. That's right. It's a love offering. Hey, y'all ever have that minister up in the pulpit and y'all don't know what the heck he's saying? It's not that you don't understand him. You just don't know what he's saying. You know, he be talking, you're like, what did he say? Huh? If he sound like, you know what I mean? Like he getting excited by himself. Everybody else looking at him like, what did you say, man? And he's up there jumping and hollering and screaming. You're like, okay, I'm not feeling this today. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's right. Mm-mm-mm. But you know what? Jacksonville. Y'all got to do better, Jacksonville. That's right. Y'all got to do better because y'all, boy, I tell you, I was somewhat disappointed with y'all. Oh, the flea market on Norwood Avenue. Y'all need some help. Oh, Lord. Hey, speaking of help, you ever had that time where you're driving and your body just not cooperating with you? And yeah, now, yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. And you get it's like your body playing tricks on you. The closer you get to the house or the closer you get to your destination, the worse it get. To the way that right and that left leg get the patting up and down, and you start breaking out. You're breaking out in sweat and what have you. And then you hear that magical sign. So you think, okay, I'm good. You're not good because that's your stomach way of teasing you. That's what they say, I'm going to wait for a few minutes. Then I'm going to come back even stronger. Y'all know what I'm talking about when you got to go to number two and you're trying to get home. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So now you switch it. You're sweating. Your legs tapping. You're trying to drive fast and every car get in front of you going 10 miles an hour. Well, that would have seemed like anyway, right? So you're trying to get there, and the closer you get, the worse it gets. Till you damn near the undressed in the car while you're driving. You don't have to hurry up. You ain't got too much work to do once you get there. Oh, Lord have mercy. You talking to yourself, okay, stomach, calm down. You're rubbing your stomach, you done unbutton your pants, done let out your skirt or what have you. You're doing everything you can to calm your stomach down, and your stomach laughing at you like, yeah, I got you today. Mm-hmm. What you going to do? Are we going to make it? Let me see how fast I can make you run. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Then you get it. Then you finally make it to the bathroom. After you done fumble with your keys, you can't get your clothes off. Then you can't get your clothes off fast enough. You halfway down there, all of a sudden you go all over the. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't they? Like y'all know what I'm talking about. That's right, them damn stoplights. That's right. And then after all that, you go to reach for the paper, the toilet paper. Now, in normal places, the toilet paper is on your right or your left-hand side, somewhere close to the what? The toilet. That's where your paper is at, right? Oh, I ran into this. This is where the paper was straight ahead. You hear me? And we weren't talking about no small bathroom. So now you got to, and you got to actually raise up off the toilet to get to the paper. And I top things off, the paper is upside down. So that really makes it hard for you. So now you feel another one coming, but you're trying to get up there and get you some paper, and you're just in a dilemma. And then to top everything off, the lights go out. And that just did it, dear. You just sit there. And you just sit there. You ain't got nothing in the bathroom to read. So you can't do nothing but just sit there and wait. And just be frustrated. That is bad business. I'm just saying. So those of you who are getting houses built, please make sure the paper is on the side of the toilet, not in front of the toilet, especially if it's like a large bathroom, because that's torture, man. That really is. If you got arms like CeeLo Green, you're just not going to reach it. You know, because he got them little arms like a T-Rex. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. I'm just having fun. It's Friday, right? Fun Friday. I am just having fun. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But don't act like I'm the only one. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all out there know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about CeeLo. Whatever. That's about the man. I'm telling you. He do now. You know CeeLo got the little T-Rex arms that be going on. He was on some show and his legs just were dangling. I said, that's a regular couch, ain't it? His legs just dangling, hanging off of him. All right. All right. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. I'm not saying the man ain't talented. That's not what I'm saying. I agree. He's very talented. He just got them little short arms and them short legs. That's what I'm saying. Don't be getting upset because I'm talking about those CeeLo Green. Oh, I bet you talked about Prince. You know, right? I like Prince. I really did, because Prince brought the freak out in everybody, if you listen to the music long enough. So I ain't got nothing against Prince. Besides, he's, you know what? Prince a beautiful little joker, though. If you put a wig on Prince and a skirt and put him out on the corner, Prince will make you some money. I guarantee it. He do that little lip thing he do? Yeah. Prince will make you some money out there. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, y'all. Y'all know what? My time is about up tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I have had me a ball sitting here. I want to thank Joe for calling in early. I see you next week, Joe. Ooh, I want to thank Pam up in my chat room. Always, Pam. Always keep me laughing. Now, like I said before, y'all, it's Fun Friday. So, you know, this is all we do on Fun Friday. It's fun. So don't take anything I said, you know, if I offended anybody, tough shit. It's Friday. Now, if you ask me again on Monday, I may apologize to you. But But today is Friday, so I ain't apologizing to nobody, okay? I'm not apologizing to nobody. But anyway, hey, this is Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Hey, join me Monday, y'all, because I got open mic Monday. Whatever on your mind that didn't happen over the weekend, give me a call so we can talk about it. You know what I mean? Because I'm always willing to talk about anything. But until then, y'all have a great weekend. Love y'all. Thank you for the support. Hey, and guess what, y'all? It's in the air tonight. I'm out of here.
How could I ever forget? It's the first time.